This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we introduced biblical themes often forgotten in our Christmas celebrations. We considered the curse that fell on the human race and all of creation when Adam sinned. The cradle is introduced by mention of the seed of woman. Paul declared, "When the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman." Isaiah promised a virgin would give birth to a son, given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Micah identified Bethlehem, where this child would be born. This promise prompted the scribes to tell the wise men from the east where Christ was to be born. All of these promises were wrapped up in the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12, 2-3. God promised, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." The angels declared this that first Christmas night, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When Simeon saw his parents bring him into the temple a few days later, he declared, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel." Do you know this promised Savior? Why not trust him, Jesus Christ, this Christmas season? And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.